Fire Chief Paul Hewitt says he has the same message every year, regardless of weather.
We have a lot of inherent dangers living in Park City, and among the most dangerous aspects of living here is fire. We live in steep terrain, heavily loaded with fuels, and so my message to everybody out there is call 911 if you see any fire, smoke, you suspect fire, don't hesitate. That's what's kept us safe, is the behavior of the public at large. So we always get asked, what is the fire danger? You know, give me a rating on 1 to 10 what the fire danger is. And the overriding message is, it's always dangerous here.
Hewitt says so far the trails are pretty moist, so he would rate the fire danger as moderate. However, the state forester just banned open fires and fireworks on all public lands in some of Utah's counties. Summit and Wasatch counties have not yet been restricted. Fire Marshal and Assistant Fire Chief Scott Adams is retiring after 30 years in the fire business and 22 years with Park City Fire District. His replacement, Mike Owens, has been promoted to Fire Marshal in charge of the Snyderville Basin area. He sees his job as promoting safety and prevention and making sure all fire regulations are followed, especially with new construction.
Investigations for arson and just accidental fires, we need to find out what happened and why it happened. If there are, say, a heating system is going bad, we need to make sure that there's not a consistent problem, that it was just an accident. Life safety is a pretty important thing, and we want to stop problems before they happen.
Owen says the recent tragic fire in London seems to be related to the use of highly flammable building materials. He says enforcing building codes is a big part of his job.
From our understanding, there was siding installed that was flammable, and that the way the siding was installed allowed the fire to climb very quickly up the side of the building. That's a big part of my job. Whenever a new building goes into planning, whether it be a single-family home or we see a lot of development out at the canyons, my job is to make sure that the components that they are installing fits our current fire code. Everything from carpet to paint to what they're putting on the walls.
When the Utah Home Builders Association lobbied lawmakers this year to drop the home sprinkler requirement, Hewitt says they worked together with the Park City Builders Association, the mayor, and council to convince the legislature the code should be preserved in Park City.
We're a little different. We're in the wildland-urban interface zone, so we have homes that are butted up right against forests. So it's our safeguard system and water system was designed around the sprinklers in the home.
The Utah Fire Info website shows the Bryan Head wildfire near Cedar City was human-caused. Chief Hewitt asks people to call 911 if they see hazardous behavior.
Probably sounds like a propane torch that he was trying to burn weeds off of his property. And it's those kinds of behaviors that fire grew from 500 acres to 8,000 acres very rapidly, and they're into the millions of dollars now in suppression fees.
That was Fire Chief Paul Hewitt. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.